Hi, I'm just talking about myself and my girlfriend. We were coming home from Wawa one afternoon, and midway through the drive, we seen a beam of light, and it looked like a beam me up Scotty light, and you can hear it, and it was going and we were going around a corner, so we didn't want to go on the other side, so she had to drive through it. And as the beam of light went through her, I could hear it. And the only thing I said to her is, "Don't stop. Whatever you do, don't stop. Just keep on driving." And then we chuckled because, you know, we can hear the vibration. She knew what she did. I looked up to the sky to see maybe if it was a helicopter or there was nothing there. I looked up and there was nothing there. It was just this beam of light. So we just kept on driving and we came to Blind River. And to this day, I don't know what it was, but that was in 2006. In 2016, me and my cousin and my friend were out smelting in Thessalon. When they got there, they went down to the river and I stood up by the van because I'm disabled, and so they were doing the smelting and I was stargazing. All of a sudden, the stars disappeared. When I looked up, it was a ship. It was no noise, you couldn't hear nothing, but we seen the ship. So I yelled down at them, and I said, "Hey, look up." And when they looked up, the girl was beaming her light at it. And again, I chuckled and said, "Don't do that, they may beam you up." And then we all laughed, and then the ship disappeared. And to this day, we still talk about it, but we don't know what it was. But there was a ship up there.
Whereabouts was this, like between here and?
Wawa.
Oh, yeah, up there.
It was up to 129, because we took the 129, because I don't have a driver's license. And she has a driver's license, but we used to go back and forth, and sometimes she had to stay up there, and I had to drive home by myself. And I did that because I worked at a hospital, and I had to be at work Monday if I was up there for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We had to be up there Monday. I had to leave. I had no choice. I'd have to come home.
Hmm.
Yeah.
This is your husband's sighting?
My husband's sighting one night. It was about, say, 10:50 in the evening. Him and my neighbors were outside, and they had seen three small balls of light. And as they were approaching us, there was a big ship in the back. And my husband said to the boys across the street, he said, "Oh, look, when they get right over here, we'll be able to see them." But they were gone. There was nothing there. So they seen the three small balls and then the big ship, and then they just disappeared.